The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal. Chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys. Certified financial planner Tony Nafar. And your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show, the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm Tony Navarre, certified financial planner, here in the studio with one of my colleagues from the Money Makeover team, Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant. Of course, Craig Montana running the studio for us. And we've got lots to talk about today. We'll check out, of course, the markets. And we're going to take a look at how to assess whether you're too risky. There are some things you can do to see whether you've got more risk than you might want to be taking in your investments. How do you gauge that in stuff like your 401k, your IRA, other retirement plans, employer-based plans, anything out there? How do you start on that process and finding the right types of investments just for you? So we'll talk about that kind of a process, along with a lot of other things, too. I know, Jamie, you've got several things that you're going to be bringing up.
We have a lot to talk about this morning. We are in April, and the tax man does come.
Oh, yes.
And so we're going to be talking. We have three or four different things to talk about regarding ways to save on tax and how tax can adversely affect your rate of return, and there are ways to avoid that and avoid paying some tax. So we want to talk about that this morning, and hopefully that's going to be helpful when it comes to file that tax return.
Yes, indeed. And we want you to be always following within the letter of the law, of course, but, you know, there are some things that the government has expressly set up just so that we can save more money. Now, why do you think, Jamie, the government would like to have us as individuals save more money?
They want us to save more money so that they don't have to take care of us.
Oh.
So the government doesn't have to spend money. That's the idea. That's why they give you tax breaks. It's not out of the kindness of their heart. And they do set up specific regulations regarding that so that you don't get too much of an advantage.
Exactly. So, again, we're going to go over some of those things. And also, for those of you who are age 70 and a half or older, and you've been having to make those required minimum distributions out of your old IRAs.
Even when you didn't want to.
Yes. Is there a way that maybe, yeah, you still got to do it, but maybe instead of just writing a check to the government, maybe you can figure out some other way to do something a little bit more that you would want to do with that money that you have to take out. You have to do it, but where you can regulate a little bit more about where it goes.
Yeah, Congress made a regulation permanent this past year that is a good thing to look at if you're having to take those required minimum distributions. Helps you save on tax and may even help you to save tax on your Social Security benefits.
Ooh, okay.
So we'll talk about that.
Yes, exactly. So lots of things brimming over here on the Money Makeover Show. And by the way, I'm going to give you our 800 number. If you've got a particular question right now, you've been thinking about doing something one way or the other, I know we've had lots of you come in lately with the free reviews because you've had your statements all lined up to go to the tax professionals or your own tax prep, whatever, and you thought, gosh, you know, can I do this or can I do that? And is that all right? Am I getting the most benefit out of doing things like making that IRA contribution? We'll talk about making those last-minute IRA contributions and a couple of boo-boos you don't want to make, all right? So we'll keep you safer that way. But if you got a question specifically right this minute and got to run somewhere else but want to ask, do it now. Here's our number, 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You can talk to us right now on the good old telephone while the commercials are playing. No one will hear you but me and Jamie. Yep.
And Craig.
So, Craig has to pop your call in here. Okay. 800-332-7879. We're here for you on the Money Makeover Show.
House is is a very, very, very fine house with two cats.
This is Greg Goodall with National Livestock Auction inviting you to our female and bull replacement sale this Saturday, April the 9th, starting at 10 a.m. We'll start the sale with 25 Angus, Brangus, Charolais, Hereford, and Brahman bulls. Over 500 females consigned include pairs, bred cows, bred heifers, and open heifers. A regular weekly sale will follow the replacement sale. For more information, log on to the internet at NavasotaLivestock.com or call Navasota Livestock at 936-825-6545. Remember, Navasota Livestock on Saturday, April the 9th, for our female and bull replacement sale starting at 10 a.m.
Attention senior citizens, Baylor Scott & White Healthcare in Brenham is sponsoring the 19th Annual Seniors Day on Wednesday, April 6th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Fireman's Training Center in Brenham. Seniors Day features entertainment, refreshments, free health screenings, and informational booths to keep you in good health and good spirits. Find out more about Seniors Day by calling the Scott & White Community Wellness Center at 830-5017 or go online to brenham.sw.org. Then don't miss Seniors Day on Wednesday, April 6th at the Fireman's Training Center in Brenham from 10 till
From a couple of throw pillows to the restoration of a family's heirloom, Classic Upholstery and Design can beautify your home or office. Classic Upholstery and Design offers reupholstering of commercial, residential, or antique furniture. And with over 1,000 fabric samples to choose from, you're sure to find the perfect look for your furniture. They also recover day bed mattresses, patio cushions, and tractor seats. Just bring your items by Classic Upholstery and Design on Highway 105 East, next to K&H Portable Toilets. Or call Classic Upholstery and Design at 830-8665.
Have a good time with the second annual Pinch, Peel, and Repeat Barbecue and Bug Crawfish Bowl April the 9th at Nathan's Barbecue. It's a coming and a going from 3 till 9. Plus, from 6 till 10, Cool Freddie E and the crew from Houston will provide an incredible evening of cool classic entertainment as they perform top 40, country, classic rock, Motown, pop, and easy listening dance favorites.
Shake, rattle, and roll.
Bring your family and friends and join Nathan's Barbecue at 1307 Prairie Lee Street in Brenham for fantastic crawfish, barbecue, music, and fun at the second annual Pinch, Peel, and Repeat Barbecue and Bug Crawfish Bowl, Saturday, April the 9th.
Yeah, the house is a-rockin'. Don't bother knocking. Yeah, the house is a-rockin'. Don't bother, come on in.
Nathan's Barbecue's cooking up a good time, so go out and do your share of Pinch, Peel, and Repeat until they run out of crawdads. Plus, enjoy good music by Cool Freddie E and the crew.
Oh boy, they want them without guarantee.
Monster Jam. Hear the roar, feel the rush, and be there as they tear it up. Where the only thing bigger than the trucks is the air they catch. See Gravedigger, El Toro Loco, and more. Don't miss this live event that's part sport, part entertainment, and pure adrenaline. BKT, the official tire of Monster Jam, presented locally by Metro PCS. Coming to the Frank Irwin Center, April 23rd and 24th. Buy your tickets now at TexasBoxOffice.com.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neal Financial Group. That's NEAL Financial Group. We have an office, Main Street, just across from the courthouse, downtown Brenham. We also have another one about a mile and a half from the Galleria in Houston. So it's off of, San Felipe and St. James Place. You can always tell where to turn because that gigantic, 40-story Marathon Oil pinkish-red granite building is right on the corner there. And we're kind of in the energy little block there. We've got Schlumberger, or we've got another extra Halliburton office there, and we have a bunch of other ones all around there, along with Marathon Oil. So we're just kind of on that little corner there. And glad to see either location, and happy to help you with anything that's going on, and especially some of you I know who have taken early retirement or looking at taking early retirement from your firm where you've been working for 20, however many years. A lot of you in the energy field have been getting those kind of notices.
Yeah, that's kind of an interesting concept to me because they offer you early retirement and an early retirement package, and you get the choice of whether to take it or not. What are your choices there? If I don't take it, they're just going to let me go.
Well, I think one of the really interesting things that I've been seeing happen, and I can certainly understand it from the company side is that they are letting their more seasoned professionals go, all right, their workers, who are they? Many times the engineers or geophysics people, et cetera, et cetera. And they still need these people. They know how to get things done. They know what to do. Yes, new hires can be brilliant and wonderful, too. I'm not saying that. But the people who really have been key to the company's profits and success over the years, they really don't want to lose them in many cases. So what's happening is that they're letting them go, but then they're hiring them back.
For contract.
Yeah, contract labor, because then they don't have to pay benefits.
That's correct. And, you know, the expenses that a company looks at, first of all, they have their salary, but then they have to pay the benefits.
Yep.
If there's a company match on the 401k, they have to pay for all of the health benefits.
Mm-hmm.
And generally, those type of companies offer spousal benefits well.
Yes.
And so it ends up being quite expensive as for the company to pay all of those bills when it comes to benefits. And so one of the ways to cut costs is to simply rehire somebody. Now, what's interesting about that is when you come in for your review sometimes and you tell us about these offers, one of the things you have to understand is that now you're self-employed.
Yep.
And so if you've been working for 30, 35 years as an employee, it's a whole new ballgame now being self-employed. And what are the ramifications of that?
Yeah, and so there can be some real advantages, by the way.
There can be.
To that. We've worked with several people, in fact, in the last couple of years that had these opportunities. And they actually were an opportunity because they dictated more about what their hours were going to be and what projects they were going to work on. And they still were able to have their own retirement plan. Many times the employers are offering health benefits if they're not at 65 years of age, so they're not Medicare eligible yet. So, again, lots of different ways to construct these things, and you need to be on your toes about how to go about this. So we've been helping folks with this process, and if you want to come by and at least pick our brains a little bit, find out a little bit more about that, don't make any goof-ups. I had one lady who came in and not working in an oil and gas related industry, but she did not know that since she was age 55 and separating from service, terminating her employment, she actually had access to her 401k and could take withdrawals. Yes, she would pay tax on any of the money that had gone in pre-income tax, but she could take out whatever amounts she wanted whenever she wanted to from her balance in her 401k plan without having to roll it over to an IRA and all that stuff. And, in fact, if she would have rolled all of it over to an IRA, she'd have messed some of that up.
Yeah, I mean, that's an important point. And a lot of times there's a misunderstanding about that because you can access money in a 401k at age 55 without penalty.
Yeah.
As you had said, Tony, you have to pay current income tax, but that's different than an IRA. If you roll all of your money from a 401k plan into an IRA, you can't access it without penalty until age 59 and a half.
Now, there is a way to do it. It's called a 72T.
And we're not going to talk about that
which
today.
Which is very complicated, yes. But basically, it does restrict how you can take money out and when you can take it out and all kinds of weird things. So many of you don't know this, that you can, starting at age 55, in most plans. And again, find this out before you walk out the door. Get all your info, right? And find out whether you can access those funds in your plan without any penalties starting at age 55 when you separate from service.
And that's going to be part of the planning process because what you can do, one of the options is to say, well, I'll roll over so much money into an IRA and I'll keep the rest in the 401k plan.
Yep.
From age 55 to age 59 and a half. Because I need that kind of income stream. There's a way to do that.
Yeah, and in fact, that's what I was talking to this individual
imagine
about.
Imagine that.
Yeah. Now, you might want to leave some in there in case you need some extra cash flow.
Right.
But if you want to roll the rest of it over so you've got control over that yourself, great. You know, you can take a partial amount out and do that and do a partial rollover. So all kinds of strategies, all sorts of different ways to do things. Do find out about them. Again, we have the free review. Please come by. Sit down with us before you're going to be making a move and then get all those things. Some of you have the old pension plans that you got to make an irrevocable decision about. Do you want the full benefit every month? Do you want 50% spousal benefit as well? Do you want, I mean, I've seen some things, Jamie, where they've had like 10 different choices of how you can get that pension payout.
Yeah,
which is different from your 401k, right? This is the old-fashioned pension.
Almost without exception, everybody that we talk to, when they take a look at that, it's like, you know, it's like Greek, because there are too many options there and not enough information. Yeah. They give you what the options are, but there's not a big explanation exactly what they mean. Mm-hmm. And since we're talking about the free review, too, one of the things I wanted to throw out there is the fact that one of the things that we uncover when we do the free review, especially if you're a business owner, whether you're going to be a contract, self-employed, or you have your own business and you have employees, one of the things we've uncovered in the free review is some of the options that are out there for business owners that you simply weren't aware of.
Yeah.
And many times that comes up in the free review. And so if you're a business owner, that would be one of the advantages of coming in for that free review, is to find out that there may be some things that you're not doing that would be to your advantage.
Well, and I do want to say something about that, too. We've met with several business owners lately in Houston and here. And there's this ritual that sometimes goes on at the end of the year where you're out there as the business owner trying to buy equipment, trucks, stuff.
Capital equipment,
right? Because you got to get something knocked off your taxes and take advantage of the write-offs that you can get, Section 179, et cetera. And so you're out spending like crazy trying to get those before the end of the year. And maybe you need all that stuff or maybe you don't, whatever. There are other things you can do besides just rushing out and trying to acquire equipment and going crazy there. So, again, you know, it takes a little bit of knowledge and working out things. But there are other ways to go about this. And you can get some great benefits for you as the business owner. And also for the employees as well. It's a win all
right.
The way around. So, again, here's our number, by the way. If you want to come in for that free review, whether it's personal, business, both, whatever, 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. And I'll give that in a few minutes again before we get right to the bottom of the hour here so you can write that down. But Sharon's in the office. You can give her a call and say, I want to come in and let's talk about stuff. All right.
Yeah, I wanted to talk this morning also because we are in tax season. And I know that because all of my CPA friends keep calling me. But one of the things I wanted to talk about is we get lots of questions about required minimum distributions.
Yeah.
And what those are is if you have a traditional IRA, when you reach age 70 and a half, you're required to take a minimum distribution. You can always take more, but there's a minimum amount that you're required to take out of that IRA starting at age 70 and a half. A lot of times the question we get is they say, we understand we have to take it, but we don't want to. What can we do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the things to take a look at is Congress made permanent the ability to transfer your required minimum distribution directly to a charity of your choice. And so if you make that, you have to take the money anyway, and you have something that you're interested in, and whether that be a church, some 501c3 organization, whatever it happens
charitable
to be.
Charitable of some sort.
Some type of charity. You can do a direct transfer from your IRA to that charity, and it will not count as income to you. That's important, and the reason I bring that up is when you're that age and you're receiving Social Security benefits, as a couple, if your modified adjusted gross income exceeds $44,000, then 85% of your Social Security benefits are taxable at whatever your tax rate happens to be on your income tax return. Well, if your required minimum distribution throws you into that number, that can affect your taxes.
Yep.
And so it's important to know that you do have the ability, if you don't need the required minimum distribution, but you have to take it, there is a way to transfer that required minimum distribution directly to the charity of your choice and therefore not have it show up as income on your tax return, which is better than a tax deduction.
Mm-hmm.
So if you weren't aware of that, it's a great opportunity to help the charity of your choice and save taxes at the same time, because you have to take that required minimum distribution. So you need to be aware that that's one of the things to look at. Talk to your whoever does your tax return, ask them about that, if that would be a fit for you.
Yeah, again, there are so many different nuances out there, more than just the basics that I'm sure you know about a lot of things. Again, make sure that you're taking advantage of everything you need to do to get the most out of everything you're doing, whether it's taxes, savings, investing, etc. When we come back, I've had several questions from people who are participating in employer retirement plans, but also they have some outside IRAs, etc. And they say, how can I figure out how much risk I'm taking in what I'm investing in? How do I make these decisions? I just feel like, you know, should I have more stock stuff in there? Should I have more bonds in there? What about money markets, stable value funds, all of these other things? Let's talk about this because I want you to be safer in your own mind and have a better understanding. That's the whole idea of the Money Makeover Show. And if you've got questions in between right now, Jamie, we talk to people all the time during the breaks.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity to give us a call during the break because, as you had mentioned earlier in the show, nobody's going to hear your voice. Nobody's going to recognize your voice. And we'll be right here to answer all of those questions. And a lot of times when you ask those questions, those are the same things that many, many of our listeners also have questions about, but maybe not have the opportunity to make the phone call.
So formulate that question, and a lot of you like to jump on, ask the question, and then jump off before we get back on the air. That's fine. You're welcome to do that. Just give us your question, and we'll expound upon that when we get back on the air. So let me, I did promise before we get to giving you our 800 number to ask that question. If you want to come in for that free review, let me give you the office phone first. This is office only. Sharon is there. If you want to make a time to come in, 979-836-2903. If you want to talk to me and Jamie right now, here's our number for that. You can dial right now at 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. Give us a call now. If you've got a burning question, we'll answer it right now here on the Money Makeover Show.
Watching the tide roll away.
Ooh. Premier Metal Buyers.
Hello? Do I need a title to scrap a car?
Yes, you do. Premier Metal Buyers.
Hi, do you take appliances?
Absolutely. We take all types of metal.
Great. I'm on my way.
Make more money when you bring your scrap to Premier Metal Buyers in Brenham. They guarantee top dollar paid for your metal. Plus, you'll save money on gas and time when you sell your metal close to home. Call Premier Metal Buyers today, 979-830-9060. Open in Brenham Monday through Friday from 8 till 5 and Saturday from 9 till 1. Bring your scrap to Premier Metal Buyers at 1555 Highway 36 North across from the Bluebell Road Junction in Brenham. Premier Metal Buyers, big city prices with small town service.
It's Patient Appreciation Week at Barte Chiropractic. This is Trish at Barte Chiropractic. All this week, April 4th through the 8th, we're celebrating Patient Appreciation Week. We're giving away prizes like an iPad and a $100 gift card. Plus, we've got food and drinks for you. If you're a current patient of Barte Chiropractic, give me a call today to schedule your appointment. Just call me at 979-836-5591. If you're a new patient, all this week you can receive your initial exam, consultation, and x-rays if necessary for just $29. That's right, $29 for an exam, consultation, and x-rays. If your back, neck, and legs are hurting from getting the spring garden ready or flower beds, or you just had a little too much fun playing spring sports, or you just want to stay healthy through your regular adjustment, this week is a perfect time to visit us at Bartay Chiropractic. Call me today to schedule your appointment at 979-836-5591. Or visit us at 352 Stonehill Drive in Brenham or at our Facebook, BarteChiropractic.com.
Hey ladies, do you suffer from hair loss? Stop in Merle Norman Spa and Wigs to see their selection of beautiful wigs with new styles arriving daily, including longer styles. These quality wigs look great. Plus, there's a comfortable and private area where you can try on the various styles, and the ladies at Merle Norman can assist you in choosing the style and color that suits you best. These wigs are great options for thinning hair or complete hair loss. Look and feel beautiful. Visit Merle Norman Spa and Wigs in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center in Brenham today.
From backyard barbecues to five-star weddings, Design 2 coordinates and caters your event, providing a quality of food and a level of professionalism with attention to detail that is unsurpassed. Design 2 also offers event planning consultations, available by calling 830-0450. With over 20 years of catering and event planning, Design 2 has the experience, talent, and taste to make your event one to remember. Call David Fashinsky and choose the delectable talents of Design 2.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Yes, indeed. Here we are on the Money Makeover Show. I'm Tony Navarro, Certified Financial Planner at your service, along with my colleague Jamie Keyes, Chartered Financial Consultant, and Craig Montana running the studio for us. Everybody's hunkered down now, trying to get their taxes done, if they haven't gotten it already. Maybe some of you actually got some refunds already.
Well, it's interesting. I had mentioned earlier in the show today that I've had several CPAs that I know who are calling me, and I always ask them, you know, are you getting busy? And they always say it's, you know, it's interesting. All of the people who are going to get refunds, they're right on top of it.
Oh, yeah. They really get it done.
Yeah, they get it done in a hurry. He said the people who are going to have to pay, put it off as long as possible because they think that if they put it off, they'll be saving money. And that's not true.
No.
And when you file your return, it doesn't make any difference when you file it.
If you're going to owe, you have to pay then.
Yeah, I mean, you have to pay. It doesn't make any difference. As a matter of fact, if you don't pay it all when it's due by the tax deadline, then you have to pay penalty and interest on top of it. So it's kind of interesting that those who have to pay. You know, I can understand that if you're waiting simply because you have the money, you just want to wait. I can understand that.
Yeah.
But to wait because you think you're saving money, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. No savings there, unfortunately.
It is what it is.
Ooh, yeah. By the way, the markets have been just kind of floating around this morning, kind of flat and kind of going sideways and all sorts of stuff. Generally, more to the plus side than the minus side here. But really, you know, not really going anywhere.
Not any big movements. The Dow's down about 34 points. The S&P 500 is up a point and a half. And NASDAQ is up 13 and a quarter. So not a lot of big movement there in any direction.
Well, you know, and we've had a few weeks here where things went up pretty well. Especially after we got zapped pretty hard at the beginning
of the
year.
First quarter, yeah.
So a lot of disappointing looking first quarter statements going out in the mail to many of you, I'm sure, that you've been seeing. Again, this is fluctuation. It's going to happen. And we want to talk a little bit about how do you deal with this and how do you try to set up whatever you're investing in, whether it's a 401k, 403b, your IRA, a brokerage account, even an online brokerage account. Some of you may have already experienced the lack of help you get from robo-advising kinds of things. Yes, there are a lot of different things. They got little tools and little tutorials, and those are all good, and you need to go on there and take advantage of that. And your 401k or 403b plan has those things online. I still find when I go and do plan updates for employer groups, all right, that most of you do not go online, get your PIN number, and get on there and look at all the great material that's there at your fingertips. That's all you got to do. Great stuff. You can learn all about how to invest, how to decide what you need to invest in for your temperament, your tolerance for risk. Jamie, how many people do you know go on there?
Well, I know when we do these enrollments, it is interesting, Tony, that the we do have a few people who will come in and say, well, can you help me with asset allocation here? And say, okay, well, what's your PIN number so we can get on? Well, I never established it. Well, that doesn't make any sense. If you have an account at the bank, you probably are keeping up with your checking account, hopefully. There are ways to keep up with your 401k, your plan that you have through the employer, mm-hmm. just by going online and setting up that PIN and taking a look at things. Now, you came across something I found quite interesting is, you know, when we do these enrollments, one of the things that we do is part of the enrollment process in the 401k plan is determining what your risk tolerance is.
Mm-hmm.
And there are no wrong or right answers when you answer those questions. But it's interesting to me, every time we do that, I feel like I'm a teacher again.
Yes.
That somebody's taking a test. It's not a test.
No.
But it's interesting because they'll be looking at each other. Well, what did you put for this? It's for you alone. It's a risk tolerance questionnaire for you, not your coworker.
Yeah, each one of these plans, and by the way, if you're not in a retirement plan at your workplace, if you just have a little IRA you've set up, whether it's a Roth or a traditional, anything that you're investing in where you're putting your money in there, your hard-earned dollars, and you're trying to get it set up in different investment choices, and most of the time it's a mutual fund kind of thing, all right, whether it's a 401k or a brokerage account or whatever. Most of us are generally picking from those investments that we have access to, all right? So how do you know what is going to be right for you? And you're right, Jamie, when we do enrollments for 401k plans, it never varies. Seriously, you can have 10 people, 15, 20, whatever it is, and they're all looking at each other's. It's like they're all looking at each other's exam, you know, and they're going, well, what did you put down for question 5? Yeah, it's individual to you. It's going to ask you things like, how old are you? Wow.
Yeah.
How many years is it going to be before you're going to be looking at retiring? If your balance in your plan drop 10%, what would you do? And it gives you like 4 or 5 choices. I'd stay the course of what I'm doing. I'd go to cash. I'd never invest again. You know, all these different things. And again, it's gauging and helping you gauge how you feel about different amounts of risk in what you're investing in.
And what's interesting to me is, Tony, you came across something that, as you had mentioned, it doesn't make any difference whether you just have IRA, whether you have a brokerage account, whether you're doing your own investing online. Whatever it happens to be, you need to know what your risk tolerance is. And you found a way that everybody can do that.
Yeah, actually, if you get online and you can use whatever search engine, I used Google, but there are other ones out there. And if you type in investment risk questionnaire or risk tolerance questionnaire, those types of terms, you can pull up, and yes, you're probably going to get something from some investment firm, all right, but they do have questionnaires out there about how you can answer these questions, come up with a score. You know, you get 10 points for this type of risk profile, you get 15 for that, 20% for this. Most of these are 8 to 15 questions. They're going to be helping you determine how you would feel as you're watching your investments go up and down, sideways, all that. So you can find a allocation between different types of investments, more risky, less risky, U.S. companies, foreign companies, bonds, all of that. All right, you can find this level of risk and help yourself that way and not just go, well, I don't know what I'm doing, so I'm just going to do this.
It's not blind investing in that way.
Yeah.
And so it is very helpful. Now, I'm going to throw a disclaimer in there that I always mention is if you're young and doing one of these questionnaires, the thing you have to remember is one of the factors in how much risk you can afford to take is how long it is until retirement.
That means how old are you now?
How old are you now? And so if you're younger, it's going to say that you can take more risk than maybe emotionally you think you can because you have lots of time to recover from down periods in the markets. And you need to just understand that going in when you do these questionnaires is that if you're young, it may say that you're a moderate investor where you think you're conservative. And the reason for that is because you're so young.
Usually it says you're an aggressive investor.
Usually it does. That's right.
Or you should be. Because if you're under, like, age 35, most of these things are going to skew your total to being someone who would be a risk taker and a taker of a lot of risk.
And can afford to take more risk because you have time to recover.
Now, if you're okay with that and you understand the concept of time and compounding of returns and all that stuff, then that's probably okay. But if you've never done it before or it makes you really nervous, you know, you've got to kind of step back from that and look at that a little bit. So, again, nothing is ever perfect on an online thing, but at least it gives you some idea of where you fall. So look at all the rest of the questions, too, and see where you're falling. Are you more conservative in your thought process with everything else? Like, how would you feel if you lost 10%? How would you feel if your portfolio was down 20%? You know, so look very carefully at all those different choices. And again, if you need some help with this, if you're online with your 401k plan or 403b with your employer, or if you are doing, you know, robo-investing or whatever you're doing with XYZ online firm, that's fine. But you're welcome to give us a call and say, how do I look at this? And
We can help you work. We can help you work through exactly what the numbers mean. One of the advantages, I think, Tony, of being able to do this online is you're not in a group setting, because not being in a group setting is to your advantage, and that you're not going to be worried about what anybody else is thinking. Mm-hmm. And so you can be completely honest, I hope, with yourself when you answer these questions and go through them. Now, when you get done, if you don't understand what the results mean, of course, you should give us a call, and we can kind of go through and kind of help you work through that.
Yeah. So, again, do try to take advantage of any information that's out there. If you like doing online stuff and you're prepared to devote the time and effort to that, it really is important, because it's going to be what's going to keep you going, funding you once you're in your 60s or 70s and beyond. So, again, do try to do that. There is help out there available online, risk tolerance questionnaire or investment risk questionnaire. Those two terms can really help to at least point you in the right direction.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to take advantage of the information that's available to you now. I know our kids, all of them are much more computer savvy and internet savvy than we are. But don't be afraid of it. There's a lot of great information and helpful tools there, and you need to take advantage of them. And this is one of those, I think, that can be very helpful because, again, it's meant to be geared to you as an individual, and you can take it individually then in the privacy of your own home or your cubicle at work.
We know you surf on there. We know you surf in the net, right? At least do something that's going to be productive there, huh? Besides the latest sale at Designer Shoe Warehouse or something. Yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, yeah. DSW? Oh, some people do, though, don't they?
They do.
All right. Going to be taking a little break here. And by the way, if you've got some questions about this, how you can access some of this material again, some specific questions about where you are, how do you feel about it, what can you do to help yourself a little bit more, great, glad to help you. Here's our number right now, and you can call me or Jamie, and here's our number, 800-332-7879. Don't have to go it alone. All you got to do is pick up the phone and call 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. Let your fingers dial us up, and we'll be right back with more Money Makeover Show.
Lynn College is proud to present the Pirates of Penzance as part of the inaugural Performing Arts Series at the O'Donnell. Come witness the rich sounds and energy of this classic musical, which brings vibrancy and a contemporary sense of humor to a modern audience. Showtime is 4 p.m. Sunday, April 10th at the W.W. O'Donnell Performing Arts Center on the Blinn campus in Brenham. Tickets are $30 and available online at blinn.edu/boxoffice or by calling 979-830-4024. Get your tickets today and enjoy this exuberant musical masterpiece.
Gazebo Terrace Skilled Care and Rehab invites you to see their unique healthcare facility tailored to those seeking a more home-like atmosphere. Enjoy the courtyards and spacious rooms. Rise in the morning on your terms. Breakfast made to order. Enjoy coffee on the patio. Bathe or shower when you prefer. After a workout in the therapy gym, enjoy a day filled with activities including churning butter, popcorn in a movie, dancing with Elvis, or a trip to the beauty salon. Call or stop by for a guided tour at Gazebo Terrace Skilled Nursing and Rehab, 830-7100.
The LaRoche dealership gives folks like you the respect and service you deserve. LaRoche treats people right, giving their customers great deals on new and used cars and top-notch service after the sale. Plus, LaRoche has the vehicle you want, whether it's a work truck, a luxury ride, or an economical car with a low price and great gas mileage. Local merchants are your friends and neighbors and need your support to keep Brenham's economy strong and growing. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac, your local dealership on Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Termites. Every day is that time of the year in the Brenham-Bryan College Station area. Hi, I'm Larry with Intech Pest Management. At Intech, we have over 75 years of experience in controlling termites, roaches, ants, and rodents. Whether you need to control an existing problem or prevent pests from occurring, please call Intech Pest Management at 830-0909 or 846-0611. Intech is proud to have been voted favorite pest control each year by the Brenham Banner Press Review. At Intech Pest Management, we want to be your pest control company.
Save on Lazy Boy recliners at Schleider Furniture in Brenham during the bonus coupon sale. Over 100 Lazy Boy recliners, sofas, and sleepers are in stock now and ready to deliver. Save hundreds on the most trusted name in recliners, Lazy Boy, made in America. Genuine Lazy Boy recliners are as low as $379. Schleider's has leather Lazy Boys, large Lazy Boys, small Lazy Boys, power Lazy Boys, and more. For a limited time, leather Lazy Boy recliners start as low as $569. We will deliver free to 50 miles on purchases of $500. Schleider's has a huge selection in stock to choose from for fast, free delivery of Lazy Boy comfort. Schleider Furniture in Brenham beats big city gallery prices every day. Save now. Save on Lazy Boy recliners at Schleider Furniture in Brenham during the bonus coupon sale.
Schleider Furniture Company, with quality furniture and Sealy mattresses for your comfort.
Quality.
Swim all year round at City of Brenham's Bluebell Aquatic Center. Need a summer job? Become a lifeguard. The City of Brenham is now accepting applications. Swimming is required and training will be provided on-site. Lifeguard training services are scheduled April 14th through 17th and April 28th through May 1st. Persons interested should go online to cityofbrenham.org and look under job postings. For more information, call 979-337-7250. The Bluebell Aquatic Center, 1800 East Tom Green in Brenham.
You can tell it's spring when the bluebonnets are blooming, and on April 9th and 10th, you'll enjoy more than the beauty of the bluebonnets at the Bluebonnet Festival in Chapel Hill. They'll have food, arts and crafts, kids' activities, and entertainment galore. Tune in to KWHI Saturday, broadcasting live from 8:30 till 10:30 a.m. This live broadcast is made possible by Chapel Hill Bank, Brianna Salad Dressings, Chapel Hill Bakery and Deli, Budweiser Mike Hopkins Distributing, Brenham National Bank, and the Chapel Hill Historical Society.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
All right. Well, Andy Griffith was whistling. We had a phone call.
Always great calls. Love to get those phone calls.
Thank you for that. Had someone who said, okay, tell me more about how advisors get paid.
Mm-hmm.
And the individual said, you know, I'm paying money out of this account, whatever, to someone. And it's down a little bit, or it's been down. And am I getting the right deal? How do I assess this is really where her bottom line was?
Well, it's trying to understand exactly how advisors get paid.
Sure.
And there aren't that many ways that advisors get paid that it's confusing. If you have a brokerage account, what that means is buying and selling occurs in the account, and every time something is bought or sold, a commission is paid. And so if you have a brokerage account, if your account is down, the advisor gets paid only when buys or sells occur.
Mm-hmm.
And so you need to know that that's how a brokerage account works. And the advisor has to work through a broker-dealer, and the commission amount is determined. There's a maximum amount and a minimum amount that the broker-dealer will allow, because they have to do all the paperwork. All the buying and selling goes through the broker-dealer. That's just the way that it works.
Sure, and that works that way for all of those, by the way.
Correct.
For brokerage.
And so the only thing you have to watch in a brokerage account like that is, are the buys and sells making sense, or is the advisor buying and selling simply to generate commissions? That would be called churning.
Yeah.
And that's not proper.
Okay. So that's one thing. There are a couple of other ways.
Another way is the advisor will just charge you a fee based on the account value.
And so that's a flat fee, a flat rate. Doesn't matter how many trades or buys and sells you do in the account. The advisor is not getting paid per transaction. They're going to charge you, anywhere from, 0.9 or 1% to 1.5%, whatever their rate is. And, Jamie, how does that benefit the individual investor, and how does the advisor get paid on that then?
Well, the way that works is whatever the account value is, let's just say then you're getting charged 1%, the advisor is going to get paid 1% of the account value, and that's an annual fee. So
it may be coming out quarterly, but it's going to be an overall blend annual fee. It's going to come
1%, out. 1%, that's correct. And so if it's 1%, that means the advisor is getting paid a quarter of a percent once a quarter,
mm-hmm.
based on the account value. And if the account value goes up, the advisor makes more money. If the account value goes down, the advisor makes less money. And the big question that we always get, and I've been asked this before, is, well, if the account value is going down, why should you get paid anything? Well, I understand the reasoning behind that, but you have to understand also that the advisors do not control the markets. And the account value is going to go up, and it's going to go down.
And generally, it's going to be temporary when that happens. You may have a quarter or two during the year where you're going to get those statements, and you're going to go, wow, geez, I'm down, but there's still a quarter of a percent going to this advisor. And on the other quarters, maybe you've made 5, 6, 8%, whatever. You've got to go. And what you really need to look at, I think, Jamie, too, is over time, over that year, make sure that they're doing a review with you and keeping up with you. And you can ask them to run at any time, what is your investment performance over whatever time period you want to put in there. But it's generally at least bi-quarterly.
And that's a managed account.
Mm-hmm.
And so the advisor gets paid a fee, whatever that agreed upon fee. And when you sign up for the managed account, what that fee is going to be. The other way is that advisors get paid is they won't manage the money. You can set up where they'll just charge you like a fee to come in once a year, and they'll look at it and say, based on what you've done this year with your investing, these are some suggestions we'd make, and you just pay them an hourly or flat fee for that review.
Yeah, they're not actually making money off of anything you're investing in. You're paying them strictly for their expertise and advice, and it could be on the particular investments you have in this account, or it could be that plus everything else you're doing, whether you have annuities, life insurance, setting stuff up for the grandkids, whatever you're doing, that's financial planning. And there are those of us who are financial planners who only charge a fee for those kind of services or try to work those out. If you want somebody else to do the actual investing and get that going with either online or individuals, brokers, then you can do it separately. It all depends on which way you want to go.
Right, and then another way that advisors can get paid is a combination of fee and commission, where the advisor charges a fee for managing the account. But if you decide that you would like to invest in annuities or life insurance or whatever it happens to be, the advisor gets paid a commission on those particular things, but they do not get paid a fee on those. And so that would be separate.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not double dipping. They're only getting paid a fee on the amount of money that they're managing. And then if you have money that you have invested in annuities or life insurance or other investments like that that pay a commission, then you have to understand is those are going to pay a commission no matter who you buy them from. And so generally the advisor doesn't require that you buy those particular things or put your money in those particular things, but generally most of them have the ability to do that. There are some who simply won't do it.
Well, and that's true. But again, you know, as advisors, they do have, I think, a responsibility to say, you know, you might want to think about this. This is what...
That's part of the planning process.
Things are out there. Absolutely. That's financial planning. It's still up to the individual what they want to do and whether they want to purchase those things through that advisor or whether they want to farm them out to somebody else so that they only are dealing with the advisor on advice only. So, again, different ways of doing things. I know that's probably as clear as mud. I think the best thing to do, and I did say this to this individual while we were getting off of the call before we came back off the commercial break, is that's why we have the free review. We've got lots of you that come by. You bring your statements from whatever it is and say, how am I doing? Am I being realistic and or am I worried unduly or should I be worried about what's going on with this investment or that investment? What other ways can I do something or should I do something? And that's the free review. Glad to do it.
That's a great question because how your advisor gets paid is an important issue.
Yep.
And you should always ask that question. How do you get paid?
So here's our office phone number. If you want to come by, no strings attached. We do the free review and we do mean it. It's a free review. And here's our number, 979-836-2903. Sharon's there. You can give her a call. 979-836-2903. Hey, hope we helped.
Yeah, thanks for joining us today. We'll be back to see you here again on Monday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.